Welcome to the Ivy Church podcast.
Hello, Ivy Church.
Hello, Ivy Church.
Welcome to Ivy Church.
Jambo, jambo.
Karibuni kanisani, Ivy Church.
Good to see you.
Welcome to Ivy Church.
For more podcasts and information about Ivy Church, go to ivychurch.org.
Well, hello, friends at Ivy Church. It is a great honor to be with you today and to teach God's word. I'm a very, very a great fan of Ivy and also a great fan of Anthony, who I think is a great leader, shepherding great people. And I believe that, you know, as we go through even these scriptures today, you will see why it's such a wonderful thing to talk about what we'll talk about today. My name's Tobias. I am one of the pastors of a church in the northeast of London called Restore Community Church. And with that, let's just jump in to God's word today. I'm talking from the topic of how to experience a transformed life, or how to experience transformation. And I'm going to read from the book of Colossians chapter 3, and I'll commence reading God's word. And it says this: since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is hidden together with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature: sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of this, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as this: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, slave or free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let me quickly start with a story. In Pharaoh's kingdom, or in Egypt back in the years, because these people are very influential and they could do anything, when they died, they would ask that they would be buried with their possessions. One of the things that they wanted to do in the perceived afterlife that they were going to is that they wanted to maintain the exact same lifestyle they had on earth and where they were going. So some of them were buried with their treasure. If they had a car, they would be buried with their car. And some of them even wanted to be buried with their grains, because they wanted to enjoy the best food that they had on earth to wherever they were going. Well, Paul is writing to the church in Colossae and begins to talk to them about something that has happened to them. So I'll start by saying Paul begins to remind the church in Colossae about their position in Christ, or what we call positional truth. Paul is later going to tell them about the process of being transformed, which we want to talk about today, but begins by telling them who they are. And I love the way Paul begins. He says, friends, you need to remember that once you were alive to sin, but now you are dead to sin. He starts by saying this, since you have been raised with Christ, speaking of us dying to our sin and being risen with Christ. So the first thing he reminds us, which is a positional truth, is we were once dead, but now we are alive. Think of the pharaohs who were going into the afterlife and imagining that they could carry with them something. And a lot of us think that we could carry something from our previous life of sin and lustfulness into the new life we have with Christ. And we're going to talk a bit more about that. He says, since you now have been buried with Christ, he says, you have a new life and a new set of way of living. And he goes on to talk about, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. He says, for you died. And then he goes and says, your life is hidden together with Christ in God. He says, when Christ, another positional truth, Christ, who is your life, appears, you will appear with him in glory. So we are raised with Christ. We are hidden together with Christ in God. And then he says, Christ is our life. And that when Christ appears in glory, we will appear with him. That's the positional truth. That's who we are right now. But there's something we were before that. He says this, you used to walk in these ways, verse 7. You used to walk in sexual immorality in the past. You used to walk in impurity, in lust, in evil desires, in greed, and in idolatry. But it says, now you are a new creation. You are new in Christ. But that newness in Christ is not positional in the sense that it stops there. It's a journey of every day being transformed or being renewed into the image of your Creator. And that's what we call transformation. It's like building your house. You already have a picture from the architect that tells you this is the kind of house that you will end up with. And that's what Paul is doing in the first three verses. This is the kind of house God has already built. But then when it comes to the reality of every day, it's brick by brick by brick by brick. And that's what we call the process of transformation. So all of us who have now come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior are dead to sin, are seated together with Christ in God. And then it says, Christ is our life. To simply say, even from a protection point of view, if Satan wants to get to me, he has to go through Christ. But also to say, the life I live right now is Christ living in me. And Paul uses those words when he writes to the Colossians also. He says, Christ, the life I live now, I live in the body through Christ. Christ lives in me. And then he says, when Christ appears in glory, I will appear with him, which is my destination, is already determined by God. I will appear with Christ in glory. But between now and then, there's something that keeps me from becoming like Jesus. What's that? It's the sin. So in life, the truth is, I may never become sinless. But because of the grace of God in my life, I can sin less. I can live a life of continued transformation every day and become more and more like Jesus. Friends, if you knew me 3 years ago, and you meet me, you should be able to say, hey, there's something that's changing in you. Something's turning around. Why? Because I'm being changed every day from glory to glory to look more and more like Jesus. So let me walk you through three things. Three very important, I want to even use the word, three key things that we need to involve ourselves in if we are going to experience transformation. They're not easy steps, but they are essential steps if we're going to experience a life of transformation. And to begin in to say, transformation is a double-sided experience. One, it is an act of God. So God brings or initiates transformation in us. It's an act of grace. But we have to be in partnership with God to experience the full extent of transformation. So you cannot say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. I will do nothing from now on. You will not experience transformation. It is, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Now I will start living my life as someone who has been saved by grace. That is transformational. That's the beginning of transformation. So now that we know that between now that God has saved us and when we will meet Jesus in glory, there is the in-between, which is sin that tries to keep us from being continually transformed. What should we do? Step number one, is to fill our minds continually with the things of God. Paul uses the word, think soberly. Think clearly. He uses the words, focus your mind or set your mind on things above. Verse 1 to verse 4 says, therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, look to the things of God, where Christ is seated at the right-hand side of God. Think about these things. So he says, the positional truths about you, set them in your mind. Think continually about them. Friends, it's been said that you go the direction of your most dominant thoughts. How a man thinks is who he is, or how a woman thinks is who she is. You are what you fill your mind with. And so Paul recognizes that and says, if you're going to experience transformation, it's going to start from the mind to the heart. What we perceive, what we see, what we fill our minds with will find its way in our hearts. He says, think about these things, not things on the earth. Think about the fact that you have died. Think about the fact that you have been raised with Jesus. Fill your mind with that thought, not once, but every day. Fill your mind with the thought that you are hidden together with Christ in God. Fill your mind with the thought that Christ is in me. Would Christ do what I'm about to do? Would Christ go where I'm about to go? Would Christ say the words I'm about to say currently? And if you find yourself in company of people that when they begin to talk, this destroys you, it gives you a bad mood, it makes you feel like this is not where I should be. She says, I don't feel like Jesus would allow this conversation to go on. He would chime in with words of life. He would change the atmosphere by his words. And I will act. Because Christ is me, I will act as Christ would have done it at this moment. Fill your minds with the things of God. And then number two, for us to experience a transformed life, it's not just about what we think, that's number one, but what we do with what has the potential to enslave us, which is sin. Number two will be, deal ruthlessly with things that remind you of the old self you are. Paul talks about put on and put off, but he uses a very, very severe language here. He uses the word put to death. Oh, friends, that is such a hard thing. It's not think about it. It's not negotiate. It's not modify. It's put it to death. So deal ruthlessly with the things that remind you about the life you used to live, your past, because you're no longer your past. You're now a new creation in Christ. If you're going to experience transformation, destroy or kill that which reminds you of your past. He says, put to death, therefore, what belongs to your earthly nature. Put to death sexual immorality. Put to death impurity and lust and evil desires and greed, which is idolatry. And he says, if you don't do that, he says, the wrath of God is coming upon those who do not do that. So you cannot say, well, I am already saved, but I can continue living the way I used to live. That's like the Pharaoh's friends who went into their grave thinking, I want to maintain the same life I used to live on earth on the other side. And they quickly realized, and we've known that through archaeologists and people who have excavated their graves and found that the grain was still there. They found that the belongings they went with were still there. But what happened? The bodies were destroyed and the person was not there. Friends, you are no longer there. You died to the life that you used to live. You have taken on the life of Jesus. That's your new life. And if you're going to experience everyday transformation, you have to ruthlessly cut out the things that remind you of your past. Quickly, let me tell you the story about Joseph. When Potiphar's wife had fixated on him and wanted to lure him into a sexual act, Joseph, the Bible says, fled from her, even leaving his own cloak. That's what he did. He did not negotiate with Potiphar's wife. He did not stop by to think about it. He just fled. Friends, if you're going to experience transformation, it's going to be an act of God who has already saved you and reminded you and has given you the thoughts about the things you should think about. But it's going to be an act of obedience on your side to say, I no longer go to those places. I no longer listen to that type of music because it lures me into sensuality. I no longer hang out with that group of people, not because I don't love them, but because they have a negative effect on my life. And friends, if you're not strong enough to influence the conversation, you would rather run away from it. And then number three, for us to experience a life of transformation or to experience transformation, we have to live accountably. That's number three. Paul writing verses 12 and 13 says, therefore, as God's chosen people, I like that he comes back to we, and he uses what God's chosen people, you are holy, you are dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion. Friends, you're not being compassionate to yourself. You're not being kind to yourself. You're not being humble to yourself. You do that because you are part of God's holy people, community. And he says, clothe yourself with, you've taken off the old self, taken off that with everything it comes with. Clothe yourself. Live in community, in compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And then verse 13 says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If anyone of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Friends, a life of transformation is not, I am saved, I'm going to go to heaven alone. It's God has saved me that I may thrive in community. And community helps to continually focus me or lead me on the path of transformation. So point number one, I run through them again as we finish. If you're going to experience a life of transformation, is think soberly. Fill your minds with the things of God. Number two, deal ruthlessly with the things that remind you of your past. And then number three, live accountably. live in community. It safeguards you and helps you stay on the straight and the narrow. Let me pray for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everyone who's listening and watching this. May you help us, Lord, as you remind us of who we are, what we need to do, and how we need to live to experience transformation. Help each one who's listened today experience continued transformation, that we may become like you. Amen.